plastic, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Let me think you can. Come on, let's dance.
There. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was the Vandals off of their self-titled EP. That song is called Lovely Weather. I hope you guys are all having a great day. I'm just getting over like this two-day cold that I had. So I sound a bit stuffed up and I may have like really gross phlegmy coughs every now and then. Just be glad that you don't have to share this mic with, like, 100 other DJs. Hmm? think about that for a second. When I got up this morning, my first thought was to do somewhat of a theme show today. I was like, I should probably do, like, I don't know, a summary show. Look at the weather. It's so beautiful. And then I started to think, I was like, well, what kind of bands would I play? Like, songs of the summer. And then I thought up of nothing. It was really great. You know how when you try to focus your mind in on a specific topic, and then, like, the more you think about it, like, the less you come up with, the ideas are just, like, poof, gone. That was kind of, like, what happened. And then I felt kind of dumb, and I was like, well, whatever, I'll just do show like I always do. But I started off with a song called Lovely Weather, just because that's what we're having. Oh, dear. As always, you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I will update that later today after my show. And you can also download podcasts for this show and many other CITR shows through our website, which is www.citr.ca. If you wanted to phone the studio for a request or whatever, tell me about anything. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. I'm going to get started today with a band that I haven't played in a while. I haven't played Anyone Knows by the Trail of Dead in a while. So I'm going to play something off of their newest album, So Divided. I wonder what they're up to. I don't know. Haven't heard from them in a while. They're usually, like, constantly on tour and always coming through Vancouver, but haven't heard too much news from them lately. So I don't know. Maybe something coming up soon. This is a song called Stand in Silence on We All Fall Down.
I'm not On April 17th, 18th, and 19th, Vivo Media Art Center and CITR 101.9 FM present Signal and Noise. Currently in its ninth year, Signal and Noise is a laser blast of sonic dissidence, video trickery, primed to drag your electronic brain kicking and screaming into a new realm of media art. Based on the theme of media intercourse, Signal and Noise features artists from all over the globe. Each evening presents three elements: a diffusion segment where the audience can sit or lie down within a circle of eight speakers and listen to compelling compositions. Next, festival participants can mingle amongst a series of installations like Endless Kiss or Sex Noise and various slab works presented by Vivo staff members, or a blanket tent presented by the Seam Rippers. Capping off the festival are a series of live performances by the likes of Robot Cowboy, Ghost Taco, Triptych, Touching Velvet, to name a few. Signal and Noise at the Video in 1965 Main Street, April 17th, 18th, and 19th, brought to you by the Vivo Media Arts Center and CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I just played, I don't remember, the Dirt Bombs off of their newest album, We Have You Surrounded. That song was called I Hear the Sirens, and the Dirt Bombs are coming to play a show here next month. If it's not sold out already, I suggest picking up a ticket, because every time they come here, they always sell out. Before the Dirt Bombs, I played Be Your Own Pet off of their album Get Awkward. Song's called What's Your Damage? Be Your Own Pet is always, I don't love them, but I quite appreciate them, because they were always, I always thought Be Your Own Pet was what the Yeah Yeah Yeahs was supposed to be, you know, or maybe what a certain local band that sounds similar was supposed to be. I don't want to say, because it's a small city and people probably know them, and never mind. Moving on. Before Be Your Own Pet, I played Anyone Else by the Trail of Dead off of their album So Divided. The song was called Stand in Silence. I always love watching Anyone Else by the Trail of Dead live. They always put on a killer show. Not so much recently. They're one of the bands I've seen many, many times. They may have actually been, I think they might be the band I've seen the most. Seen them a lot. And a long time ago, they used to put on these like killer shows where they would just get, like, all their instruments out, and there'd be, like, a billion people in the band, and then at the end of their show, they would obliterate the stage and completely destroy all of their instruments, and it's just, it was really fun to watch. My voice. That was really great. But as of late, they seem to have, I don't know, mellowed out a little bit. They don't do the whole Hulk smash thing on their instruments, which kind of upsets me because it, I don't know, kind of ends the show on a really good note. But who knows? Maybe they're just waiting to whip out that little trick again. Who knows? What was I going to say? You can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can phone me here in the studio if you wanted to place a request at 604-822-2487. I am going to... Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I remembered what my song of the summer is. It's like, it's always the same song every single summer. And it's that one, like... it's that one song that I listen to every summer, like, on repeat. Maybe, like, not the only song, but, you know, every time I hear this song, it just reminds me of, I don't know, good weather, warm weather, being outside, not being miserable and inside, which I usually am. But anyways, Rockaway Beach by the Ramones, of course. How could I forget? How could I forget? It's almost like I failed myself.
Yeah. for the mighty heroes.
Yeah. Bring your broken heart in.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. This is the King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their album What's for Dinner. The song that I played was called Too Much in Love. For King Kong, I played Heavens off of their album Patent Pending. That was the title track. And Heavens does feature Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio. Alkaline Trio, who are putting out a new album. June? Oh god, I don't remember. It's called Agony and Irony. And I think it's coming out the 1st of June or the 1st of July. Maybe June. Feels maybe like June. Oh god, I don't know. Before that, I played the Black Dahlia Murder off of their latest album, Nocturnal. That song's called Everything Went Black. Prior to that, The Sword off of their album Gods of the Earth. The song was called The Frost Giant's Daughter. And exciting for me, I'm gonna go see The Sword next week, next Tuesday in Seattle. So that should be rad and a half. I don't know. Best time of my life. The best time of my life is watching the Ridley Scott film Legend featuring Tom Cruise. I just talking to a couple people about it, and it's pretty much the best movie ever made. I know it's a bold statement and everything, but yeah, Legend, Ridley Scott, Legend featuring Tom Cruise. Best scene ever is right at the end when he's apologizing to the unicorn in the soundtrack done by Tangerine Dream. Yeah? You know what I'm talking about. Before the Sword, I played Sloppy Seconds off of their album Knock Your Block Off. That was a song called The Mighty Heroes. Thank you very much to whoever called in, told me to play that. That was a rad track. Before that, I played Last of the Bad Men off of their album Nowhere Safe. That song was called Moose and Squirrel. And I saw them play in January. And it was such a good show. It was a great lineup. It was at Pat's Pub and it was packed. But I haven't played a show since then. and play the show. I don't know. Just saying. Maybe they should get on that. Before that, I played the Ramones off of their album Rocket to Russia. That song was called Rockaway Beach. You can check out my playlist online every week at CITR.blogspot.com and podcast for this show and many other CITR shows found on our website, which is www.citr.ca. How about some shows coming up right now? Not right now, but I'm going to tell you about shows coming up right now. The Taste of Chaos tour is coming through Vancouver. That's happening the 17th. Is that today? Is that tomorrow? That's today, I think. 16th, 17th. That's today. The Peony Forum featuring bands such as Bless the Fall, My Bloody Valentine. No, not My Bloody. Sorry. God, I don't remember. Bullet for My Valentine and Avenged Sevenfold. What else is going on? As I Lie Dying is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with August Burns Red and Misery Signals. That is happening April 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Then the next day, Goldfinger is coming to Vancouver. April 30th, Commodore Ballroom. American Steel is coming to play a show beginning of May 9th at the Commodore Ballroom. And I keep wondering if that's the show they're playing with NoFX. And I keep saying that I'll check up on it, but I never do. I don't know. If it is the show with NoFX, it is sold out. Maybe it's a separate show. I really don't know. The Kills are coming to Vancouver. They're playing May 14th at Richards on Richards. Attack in Black is playing the next night, May 15th at the Plaza Club. The Gigantour is coming through Vancouver featuring Megadeth, Children of Bodom, Job for Cowboy, In Flames, and High on Fire. That's happening May 16th at the Pacific Coliseum. Nightwish is coming to play a show here in Vancouver, an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center, May 20th. Coheed and Cambria are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with this rad band called Baroness, May 21st at the Commodore Ballroom. The Mars Volta is coming to Vancouver May 24th. The Peony Forum. It feels like I'm going to sneeze. Oh, but it's not going to happen now that I said it. Okay, great. Killswitch Engage is coming to play a show with Poison the Well, The End, and Throwdown. That's an all-ages show, May 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Fake Shark Real Zombie is playing a show with Mindless Self-Indulgence and The Birthday Massacre, June 1st at the Croatian Cultural Center. Iron Maiden is coming to Vancouver. You probably already know that. June 3rd at the Pacific Coliseum. And if it's not sold out already, there aren't any good seats left because I checked. Oh, well. And the Reverend Horton Heat are coming and playing a show with Nashville Pussy June 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. There you go. My throat is getting all dry and sore, and it feels like I'm going to sneeze. It's driving me crazy, so I am going to get to some music. And I'm going to get to some brand new Cancer Bats, because they have a new album called Hail Destroyer. It's coming out April 22nd, which is next Tuesday, and we have that album here at CITR. So I'm going to play a track for you off it called Harem of Scorpions. Wouldn't that be nice off of their latest album? This is brand new Cancer Bats on We All Fall Down.
Cast aside, throw me away.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you to all listeners and callers. You guys are rad. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download podcasts for this show, many other shows, at www.citr.ca. I just played the Transmitters, and I'm still playing Transmitters, off of their self-titled album. Songs called Alma Blackwell. Before that was some brand new Cancer Bats off of their album Hail Destroyer, comes out next Tuesday. Songs called Harem of Scorpions. That's it. That is going to do it. Coming up next, we have The Ink Stud Show. Robin is not here today, so the show is pre-recorded. And then at 3 o'clock, Brendan and Co. are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR because it's going to be a fun afternoon. Yes, I'm going to leave you off now with some Descendants off of their album I Don't Want to Grow Up. Song's called Silly Girl. It's one of my favorite Descendants songs ever. Might even be my favorite Descendants song. I don't know. I don't think I've heard all their songs, so I don't feel confident making that statement, but I do quite love this song. That's it for me. I'll be back next Thursday, probably with rad stories of seeing the sword in Seattle. Enjoy the weather, guys, and have a great week.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
This week in the Ink Studs, I'll be featuring an interview with Gary Panter. This is part one of three parts. The interview, the other two parts, will be available online at inkstuds.com. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM out of Vancouver. This is the Ink Studs radio show. Gary Panter is one of my favorite cartoonists, but calling him a cartoonist is pretty much an understatement. He has a wonderful book coming out from Picturebox Books at the end of the month featuring a whole range of collection of different work that he's done over the last, I would say, 25 to 30 years. It's really quite voluminous, quite extensive, and quite